This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We got Jeff Hathorn, baby, and he's brought to you by Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek, the best pro shop in Pittsburgh.
That we do. Hi, Jeff. How you doing?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. We've spent a considerable amount of time this morning, or at least relatively considerable, I guess, talking about the power structure and the way that it's going to work. Did Omar Khan get a new job, or did he simply get a new title? Where are we with all of this?
You know, I think Omar is going to assume a lot of those responsibilities that he had in his old position, but he's not taking this job just to be the same guy. He wants to grow and expand, and he's been waiting for this opportunity for a long time. So, you know, you bring in Andy Weidel to help with some of the personnel and some of the scouting side, but, you know, Omar's not just going to sit there and be laid back and say, okay, whatever you want to do, Mike. He wants to put his own stamp on the Steelers. Now, it's going to take a while for him to learn some of that other side, but you know, he has aspirations as well.
Jeff, they brought in Sheldon White, who, you know, was with Detroit for a long time. I actually was there with him in Detroit to work with Andy Weidel, you know, as a director of personnel. You know, they're just trying to booster, I guess, this whole entire front office, and you know, have a bunch of guys there to bring resources to the table, right?
Yeah, and it's really good for Cody White, I would think,
yeah,
in making this Steelers team, which is his, you know, Sheldon's his dad. And everything, Doran, you would know more than I would, but everything I've heard about him is that he's a really good mind. He's a really good old-school type scout that can marry some of the new things along with the old things. What I like about what they've done is they've took an employee who's been really loyal to them, has worked hard, has studied under Kevin and others, been, you know, even though there have been other offers, you know, has stayed with the Steelers. They reward that, but yet also bring in some other ideas into the table. It's not like you're promoting everybody. You're also bringing in some new ideas. And, you know, Weidel brings some stuff, not just from the Eagles and Howie Roseman, but from Ozzie Newsome and the Ravens. So I like the idea that, yeah, you reward this guy and show, hey, if you work hard for the Steelers, you got an opportunity to advance. But also, we're going to bring in some new ideas.
How do you think Brandon Hunt's feeling right about now?
Not as good. No. I feel for him because, you know, he's feels like, I'm sure, that he's done what he needed to get this opportunity. And you kind of know in the Steelers, whether it's head coach or GM, most of those positions, if you don't get it that one time, there may not be another time that comes around for you. So I do feel for him. And I would not be surprised if, who knows, maybe he swaps and takes over Andy's position in Philadelphia.
Jeff Hathorn joining us here, Fan Morning Show. So excited to talk to him. Okay, that's kind of taken all the shine away from OTAs, which, well, there's not a lot of shine with OTAs. There are, however, men at least participating in football to some degree. You tell me two, three storylines or things that have surfaced that maybe you went, well, I thought that might be a bit of a story, but it's been something that's been kind of highlighted in your mind, at least over the first couple of days, that you're allowed to tell us, by the way, Jeff.
Right. So, you know, everybody saw the videos on Tuesday of the quarterback order.
Right, because you're a bootlegger and you're risking your you're risking your media pass. But continue.
No, because we're allowed to do that. We can't say it, but you can look at it and then and say it. So you can look at Tuesday, and then you're also looking at Wednesday. And that the middle of the offensive line – through the first 2 days, I grant you, is Mason Cole in the middle, Daniels to the right, Dotson to the left. Those are two things. And, you know, I had an opportunity to talk to Miles Jack. The audio is up right now. There's a story up. His enthusiasm about joining the Steelers is almost kid-like. you know, it's really cool. He even makes a remark during the interview of, you know, how the Steelers operate and how everything has a purpose. And he's like, yeah, that's a lot different than the place I came from. So it was really interesting to hear his perspective and how he's working with Devin Bush and how big of a deal, you know, Brian Flores is, and a big reason to why he came up here.
Jeff, Pat Freiermuth said in an article yesterday that he's lighter, but he gained more muscle because of the rigors of an NFL season. I mean, I don't know the rules. I don't know if you could tell us if he looks bigger, if he looks better or anything, but you know, that's what happens, right? Whenever you're a rookie and then you head into another season, you kind of assess and see what you have to do and either put muscle on, get bigger, stronger, faster. And I think that's what Pat Freiermuth is alluding to.
Yeah, I think because of what he said, I can tell you that he looks more like a big receiver than he does the classic tight end. Probably a lot more, Dorn, like you were. You know, not the huge 260-pound guy that's going to move bodies around, but more the guy that's going to be able to get downfield, a guy that has worked on his blocking, as he told us. But, yeah, he kind of has that body type. And you could see he has done some work in the offseason. And, man, if he can be a vertical threat downfield, what a big ad for this Steelers offense.
Understanding that these workouts are optional, Jeff, I don't think I've yet to notice Deontay Johnson in any of these videos that are circulating on social media. So if you're Deontay Johnson and you're performing some kind of a soft holdout, maybe, how do you expect this to improve your negotiating leverage, especially when there are some hotshot rookies developing chemistry with the quarterbacks while you're running routes against air at home?
Yeah, I think players all think that they know the answers, or they're getting advice from whoever they're getting advice from, whether it's an agent or friends or family. It generally, even though there's a new GM now, it generally does not work with the Pittsburgh Steelers that where holdouts gain you a lot. Now, this is voluntary, and you know, this, that doesn't mean he couldn't show up today, or mm-hmm. I'm not saying that he hasn't been there, but it's voluntary workouts. So until we get to minicamp, you know, we could judge anyone that is in attendance or is not, but it is voluntary.
Jeff, before we let you go, holiday weekend, right? A lot of people are bringing the grill out. It is cookout time. Jeff Hathorn gets his choice, hamburger, hot dog. Why? Which one?
Hamburger. All day.
All day.
Because it's filling. You can vary it up. I know you can put chili on a hot dog, but man, hamburger, it's the classic. It hamburger.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.